You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress and the president are deciding whether to extend the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits workers are getting because of the pandemic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the line here. Now, yesterday, the U.S. Labor Secretary said he believes the program should not be extended.
Right. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia testified yesterday before the Senate Finance Committee. He pointed to last week's unexpectedly good jobs report, which you remember showed unemployment fell in May to about 13%. The extra $600 a week payment is set to expire at the end of July, and it's on top of regular unemployment benefits, which would continue. And Scalia says by July 31st, much of the economy will be back open and employers will be hiring.
But many want the $600 a week to keep coming, including Democrats.
Yeah, they say unemployment is still historically high, and they don't want people to feel like they have to go back to jobs they feel are unsafe because of COVID-19. Democrats want to extend the extra $600 in unemployment benefits through January. Republicans say with that extra money, some people are making more on unemployment than they would by working.
Any wiggle room here? Compromise, possibly?
Possibly. Some Democrats say the extra $600 payment should be tied to the unemployment rate, so they'd only continue as long as unemployment remained high. And Secretary Scalia mentioned the possibility of bonuses for people who return to work.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.